Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, everyone's good to go. Tom Ackerman informs me Cam Wex is ready to go live. Welcome and good morning. An exciting day, and the sun is shining here on us in Jupiter with this great announcement on behalf of the Cardinals and for our fans back home in St. Louis who get ready for opening day. So at this point in time, to make that announcement, I'd like to introduce Cardinals Chairman, Mr. Bill DeWitt.
I know who you're really clapping for. As you all know, we're very pleased to officially announce that Paul Goldschmidt has signed a five-year extension and will be a Cardinal at least through the year 2024. He's certainly been one of the best players in baseball, perennial all-star, and an admired teammate. It's great to have a fixture in the lineup, and I know Schilte will be happy to just write that name in every single day. Which is what he's been doing over the course of his career. Paul follows a tradition. I said this when we made the deal for him, a great Cardinal first baseman, MVPs, All-Stars, Hall of Famers, and of course he fits right in with that group as a great all-around player and wonderful teammate. As you know, our goal is always to acquire, whether it's by trade or through the draft, premium players, to maintain the continuity of Cardinal winning. And in Paul's case, we were able to sign an extension after he was here a short period of time. But I think he understood the Cardinal commitment to winning, the quality of our teammates, and the quality of our club. So I want to congratulate Paul for this extension, but also thank him for believing in the Cardinals and for what he will do for our franchise as we move into the future. Thank you all.
Thank you, Bill, and I certainly echo those words. I think back to December 7th when we officially announced the Paul Goldschmidt trade. And as many of you were present at that time, we addressed a lot of things, like what he meant to our lineup, what he meant to us defensively, what he'd mean to us as a teammate. One thing we didn't address was the contract and what that would look like. And a few weeks ago, I ran into Goldie, and over a cup of coffee that I was sipping, we talked about potentially trying to find a way to make this his permanent home. And I'm happy to report that after speaking with him, speaking with Casey Close, we finally got to a point where we could do that. And, it was very organic. We never went into this with deadlines. We never went into this with, we have to do this. Really, the strategy was hope, which is sometimes dangerous, but it worked out. And so we're certainly pleased that it ended the way it did here. So I would just like to simply thank Casey for putting the time and effort into this. I want to thank Bill DeWitt and ownership for the support to see this deal through. And I want to thank Paul and his wife, Amy, because, they're trusting us to allow this to be their home for the next 6 years. And I think that's wonderful news. So at this time, I'd like to introduce Paul as a longtime Cardinal now. So thank you.
Y'all go ahead with questions, I guess.
Paul, was the original idea to kind of go into the season and see what things look like, and why did you decide to do it?
I don't know about the original idea, but I think definitely it's beneficial to get it done before and just focus on playing the game and on the season. You don't want any distractions, for the team or for individual, for the organization. So, I was just looking forward to getting ready for opening day and for the season, for trying to help us win. And You know, so I think getting it done beforehand definitely benefits where it's all baseball. And it would have been that way anyways, but it just makes it a little easier.
Paul, what's it mean to wear the birds on the back?
It's exciting. It's, you know, there's a lot of tradition here, a lot of great players and championship teams, and hopefully just try to help these guys carry on that tradition. That's a good question. I'm not really sure. I mean, you know, I was just excited when I got traded over here, to be honest, and, you know, didn't know if it was going to be just for 1 year or shorter or longer. And, I mean, my experience has been great so far. And, you know, this organization has a great reputation for a reason, and everything I've heard has been true since I've been here. And, you know, it's just exciting to be part of the team. I mean, you kind of, teams, organizations, cities kind of have a reputation, you know, coming from the outside, and you only go in there for a few days, but everything I heard about St. Louis and the organization, you know, has been more than great, whether it's from past players that have been here, coaches, current players now getting to meet all these guys. So, I mean, definitely felt confident in that, and everything's been true and probably more than true the way the organization is run. I mean, going into St. Louis a couple times in the offseason, I mean, I knew I'd like it. There's not really anything to dislike, and I'm glad the feeling was mutual, because, I mean, it's just exciting to be part of this tradition, and hopefully we'll do some great things here.
Well, describe how that was like. Would you approach the Cardinals, or were you waiting to hear from them about it? How would you watch
it? I mean, the business side is always weird with that, so... I mean, for me, I was just focused on playing and just kind of, you know, let whatever would happen off the field. Let my agent kind of handle it and let them talk with the Cardinals. And I mean, I think the most important thing for me was getting ready for opening day and for the season. I think I owe that to, you know, the team, all my teammates here and the organization. I mean, that's why we're here, is to go out there and play baseball and try to win and try to bring another championship back here. And, you know, I'm just, hopefully we'll be a small part of that. So I think, like I said, the business side is what it is, and my focus was just on baseball. I mean, they're really committed to winning, and I mean, that's this whole organization. You step in, you don't really have another choice, and just the focus is there every day. It starts with Shilty right here and all the way down, and I mean, really just excited to be part of them.
Paul, did you at any point during this, either you were making a post to talk to Noah about what the long plan is, or had you seen enough just from the talent in there to get a sense?
I mean, these guys know what they're doing. For me to go in there and question it or try to ask, that just seems way out of line. So, you know, I'm an employee of the organization, and their job is to run the team, and mine's to do what they tell me. So, no, we didn't. And I don't know if my agent did, but no, I just feel like they know what they're doing. There's been many world championships here. You see all the guys here. They're great players. So I was just excited that they thought that highly of me, that they wanted to keep me around, and I'm excited to be part of the team. No, not really. I mean, you paid, you know what's going on because you have to, and but no, to be honest. So, you know, I was like, I think everyone sees the money and they're excited about that, and I understand why that makes headlines, but I think the most exciting thing for me is to, you know, be part of the Cardinals and be here for 6 years. It's pretty rare to get to know where you're gonna, you know, get to play. There's a lot of great things about this game, but a lot of times families are moving around, and you know, guys are going to different cities and different teams more out of necessity than want. So have an opportunity to stay in one place is, you know, was a high priority. I think, you know, the free agent market or what guys are getting paid, you know, kind of let, you know, that take care of itself and let your agent or anyone else handle that.
Paul, talk a little bit about this moment today, standing here, your family, your kids are here, your teammates are back here, you're extended. What's it going to do today?
I mean, it's great, but honestly, the focus is on, you know, opening day and trying to win this year, and then, you know, worry about next year when it comes. So it's good to kind of get this over with, but, you know, as soon as it's done, I'll move on and get ready for the game today. And I know all the guys will do the same thing. And I mean, that's what you want to do. You want to win. That's why we're here. I mean, I think the plan was to just get and play baseball and focus on that. I think that's beneficial for everyone. That's just my opinion. That way there's not something, you know, hanging over your head or anything like that. And like I said, I just want the focus to be on baseball, whether it was getting something done or not. You can, and that's why we're here. We're here to play and we're here to win. And I think any just thing that could possibly be a distraction, I try to take out of the way. And this was something that could be a distraction. I'm not saying it would have been or is, but along with many other things, just I think trying to give ourselves individually and as a team and organization the best chance to win, it's probably beneficial to either do it before or after.
Any last questions for Paul?
With
that, I think he wants to go play and go win.
All right, thank you.
Congratulations.
All right. Quick photo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.